Hello, this is Julie Fast. Welcome to the blog for bipolarhappens.com. It's so exciting that I can do recordings instead of having to write all the time. I know there's many people out there who maybe don't feel like reading, or medication problems are giving them trouble reading, or they just want to hear a friendly voice. So I hope that I can be that friendly voice. Even when I'm not feeling my best, I think that I can still help a lot of other people just by talking and letting you know that you're not alone when you're out there and you have bipolar disorder. Today, I wanted to give you a little background on the fact that the health cards treatment system for bipolar disorder, which if you've read over my site and read about my history, you know that that's the treatment plan I use, is actually available in Spanish. It was translated quite a few years ago, very beautifully translated, and the entire system is available in Spanish, and we've sold quite a few copies. I do not have a Spanish website for this, which I need to get eventually. You know how it is. You keep saying you're going to get something translated, and then you don't get the website to back it up, so I haven't done the back website yet. But it is available for order. If you're interested in ordering the Spanish version of the health cards, you can simply send an email to comments@bipolarhappens.com. That's the web, the email address that you could use to write Bipolar Happens at any time, comments@bipolarhappens.com. Wouldn't it be great to have the health cards in Spanish for your family members who are having a hard time managing the illness because all the books are in English? It's very odd that there are so many books out there. You know, I've sold hundreds of thousands of copies of my books, and yet none of my books that are available in bookstores are available in Spanish. But guess what languages they are available in? Japanese and Polish. So that shows you that the Spanish-speaking community is a little bit more hesitant to go out and buy books on mental illness in the Spanish language, though I do think that's changing. And I do believe that the health cards in Spanish can make a huge difference. So please do pass the word around. So if you are interested in reading more about the health cards in Spanish, please send an email to comments@bipolarhappens.com. And you can hear more about the Trastorno Bipolar. Of course, my Spanish accent is no good. I speak French, because my ex Ivan, whom you've probably read about quite often, is French, and he still lives in France, and we lived there for quite a while. I studied French, and that's where I wrote some of my first books, was while I was living in France and trying to learn more about that culture and how to live with bipolar disorder in a foreign country. It was very interesting. I now live in Portland, Oregon in the United States, where there's a very large Spanish-speaking community, but most people speak English as well. And so I don't do any type of work that's translated into Spanish. But please do send an email, comments@bipolarhappens.com, if you'd like to hear more about the Spanish version of the health cards, especially if you have someone who's an elder and is not open or ready to read something in English. Thank you and have a wonderful day.